I'm grateful to be with you again. I've been coming here for many years periodically.
And
it's especially nice today to meet many new students to Notre Dame.
我也很高兴知道今天有许多 刚来Notre Dame念书的 学生在我们中间。
Most of you know that I was a pastor in South Bend for 26 years.
许多人, 知道我在South Bend牧会已经有26年的时间。
And then 3 years ago, I took a six-month hike.
3年前我, 请了6个月的假, 因为我要去爬这个爬山。
There's a trail in the woods in the United States that's 2,186 miles long.
在美国有一个 爬山的人很喜欢走的这条 山道 2,183 英里。
Some say it takes 5 million steps.
有些人走过的人说要花五百万步来走这条路。
So for 6 months, I lived in the woods and carried everything on my back.
在那六个月里面，我就是一个人背着这个袋子来走这条路。
And I read this Psalm 8 often.
在中间的，这中间我常常来读这个诗篇第八篇。
Psalm 8 is a song written by David, the shepherd boy.
诗篇第八篇是大卫王, 他当年是一个牧羊的童子。
He spent a lot of time outside as well.
所以他大部分的时间在他年轻的 幼年他是在户外牧羊。
And it caused him to think about the creator of the universe.
这段经历让他能够常常去思想这个创造天地的神。
And so he wrote a song about it.
所以他写了这第八篇。
And that's Psalm 8. On the trail, it crosses the state of Virginia.
这个阿帕拉契山这条山路是超过很多的州，包括维吉尼亚州。
And in the mountains of Virginia, someone put up this sign. Next slide, please.
在那个山路上有人放了这样一个牌子。
This view is brought to you by Almighty God.
中文说这个美景是上帝
It took a mighty God to create that scene, didn't it?
的确, 除了神以外, 没有人能够创造这么美好的, 景色在你的眼前。
And that's the God that David wrote about.
这也是诗人大卫所写的这位神。
Verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
第八篇。 第一节，耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！
When you see the word "oh" and exclamation point, it speaks with great emotion.
我们从他的这个字眼里面可以看到那种感觉，那个振奋的感觉。
David was overwhelmed thinking about this God.
大卫在 因为大卫被这个美景所震惊，或者震折。
And he said, your name is majestic.
所以他称神的名字说，你的名何其的美。
What does majestic mean?
所以这个英文majestic是什么意思?
Some other words would be awe-inspiring.
用其他的 原来描述就是非常的让人震惊。
Startling. Non-translatable.
Startling这个
Overwhelming. He was overwhelmed by God's name.
所以他是被这个神的名所整个的震撼。
Now, to a Hebrew, to say a name means the person's character.
在希伯来文里面提到一个人的名字，常常代表这个人的特色。
So what he's saying is, God, your character is overwhelming. It's majestic.
所以这句话也就是说，神你的名，或是你的性格，是何等的令人震惊跟赞美。
In the book of Exodus, Moses said, God, I want to see you.
在旧约里面，摩西说，神啊，我想要见到你。
And God said, no, but I will tell you my character, and then you'll know me.
神说，你不能看到我，但是我会让你看到我的这些特质。
And God said, I am compassionate.
他说，我是蛮有怜悯的神。
In the Hebrew language, that is a very interesting word.
在希伯来文里面，这个 compassion， 这个怜悯这个字是很特别的。
It comes from the same word as womb.
就好像这个女人的
womb，
子宫。
A woman's womb.
子宫。
What God is saying is, I feel for you like a mother feels for the child. In her womb.
就好像一个怀孕中的母亲，她能够感觉到她子宫里面的胎动。
And God says, and I'm also gracious.
然后神也说，我是一个蛮有慈爱的神。
And he says, I am slow to anger.
他说我是不轻易发怒的。
This is also a very interesting word.
这也是一个很有意思的字眼。
Slow to anger actually means I have long nostrils.
不轻易发怒，在英文里面讲，另外一个讲话，另外一个。God
says I have long nostrils. What does he mean by that?
什么叫做鼻孔很长？
He means like a horse, nostrils flare up when it gets angry real quick. God says, I have real long nostrils. I don't flare up and get angry easy. Like my nostrils don't flare up. Hard to interpret.
去看马，常常那个马不高兴的时候，鼻子就会喷气，然后就会叫起来。他说刚好那个，所以长鼻子，鼻孔很长的人就比较不会像马那样子容易生气。
And God says, I abound in love.
他说我有丰盛的慈爱。
I'm faithful.
而且我是信实的。
I maintain love.
我保持我对你的爱。
I forgive wickedness.
我也原谅你的这些恶毒的地方。
I forgive rebellion.
我也原谅你的悖逆。
And I forgive sin.
我也原谅你的罪。
Wickedness means crooked.
这个心里面的狠毒或是恶毒。
It was used of a crooked arrow. A wicked arrow is crooked. You go to shoot it, but it's crooked.
心里面的恶毒可以用另外一个字眼来代表，就像一把一个箭，它不是直的，而是它射出去是弯的。
And the word sin means to miss the mark.
那罪是什么呢? 罪就是射不到靶心，射不到那个中心。
So God says, I forgive you for being crooked and missing the mark of my will.
所以神说，我原谅你的心中的恶毒，因为你的恶毒使得你达不到我要求你的标准。
So he's a majestic God in his character.
所以神在他的特性里面是如此的 尊严跟美丽。
And then David says, "You have set your glory above the heavens."
所以第一节下半节说，神，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
From the lips of children and infants, you've ordained praise.
从婴孩和吃奶的口中，你建立了能力。
Because of your enemies.
而且使你的仇敌和报仇的。
To silence the foe and the avenger.
闭口无言。
What does it mean that children give praise and silences the offender?
所以这句话到底是什么意思呢？为什么能够在赞美神的时候就能够使这些想要这些仇敌闭口无言？
Well, someone has said an infant silences the atheist.
有人这样讲过，说一个婴孩可以让无神论者哑口无言。
So a little infant speaks about there's got to be a God.
也就是说，一个从一个小 baby 的身上，你就可以看得到神的创造。
And sometimes children are very wise in their simplicity.
有时候孩童的纯真他们的单纯。
Not long ago, my little 5-year-old granddaughter was at my house.
比如说有一阵子，前一阵子我5岁的孙女在我们家里面。
And early in the morning, we went outside and the fields were all green and the sky was blue.
有一天我们出去走路看到这个草地绿野还有蓝天。
And I said, Ellie, what do you think God's favorite color is?
我就问孙女说，你认为神最喜欢的颜色是什么？
And she said, green.
她说绿色。
And I said, well, either green or blue.
这个我说，神一定是最喜欢绿色或者是蓝天。
But then she said, maybe it's brown because God put green clothes on the brown earth.
所以你就说，也许他最喜欢的是这个棕色，因为神把这个绿色盖在棕色。像个衣服盖在棕色上泥土上面。
And I thought that's smart.
我觉得
It's true.
小孩子直觉可能真的是很聪明。
Out of a little child. One time on the trail, I went down to get water.
所以回到我走这个山路的经验里面，有一天我必须要下到低谷里面去取水。
And another guy came down to get the water at the same time.
另外一个人也在同一个时间下到溪谷去取水。
And he said to me, are you a through hiker? That means you're doing the entire trail. Takes about 6 months.
他说你是一个已经走完或准备要走完全径的全路线的人吗？
And I said, yes, are you?
我说我是啊，那你是不是也想要走完全这整段呢？
And he said, no, I'm a teacher. I'm doing 2 months each summer for 3 summers.
他说不是，因为我是教书的，所以我只能每个暑假来走2个月，所以我要分3次把它走完。
And I said, what kind of a teacher are you?
我就说你教什么呢？
And he said, an art teacher.
他说我教的是这个美术。
And he asked me what I did for a living.
他就问我说，那您是做什么的？
I told him I had just retired as a pastor.
我说我是一个退休的牧师。
And he said to me, I suppose living out in the woods like this makes you think there must be a God that created all this.
所以他就这样讲，他说你看我们看着这个周遭的这个树林，你就知道一定有一个创造者。
And God gave me the answer.
所以神给我这样的答案。
I said, I assume when you go to an art museum, it makes you think there might be an artist.
我就跟他讲说，当你们去到一个这个艺术馆的时候，你就知道这个画是一定有一个画家在画这个东西。
He said, that's pretty good.
所以他就说，对对对。
Creation demands a creator.
所以我们看到神的创造，你要想到那后面必然有一个创造者。
Not only is God majestic, but he made us, human beings, majestic. We're awesome.
所以不但神是这样美善的神，而且他在他所创造的我们人也能够如此的美善。
In verse 3, David writes, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. Verse 4, what is man that you're mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? Question mark. Big question mark.
跟四节的时候说，神既然这么伟大的创造这个天地，为什么他会来顾念小小的人呢？
If a God can create all that, what does he care about me, a little human being?
天地如此之大，都是他创造的，我们如此的渺小，为什么他跟我们有什么关系？
And then he's going to talk about how majestic we are as his creation as well.
然后下面大卫就讲到我们人是何等的尊贵。
The word man in the Hebrew language is dirt. God took dirt and made a human being.
这个人这个字在希伯来文里面原来是泥土的意思，因为圣经里面讲到神用泥土造人。
What does God care about 150 pounds of dirt?
为什么神要来顾念我们这个150磅的泥土呢？
It says he's mindful, he thinks about us.
第四节说他顾念我们。
Let me tell you another story from the hike.
这又讲到第二个在走这个山路里面的故事。
On the trail, you have what's called a trail name.
在这个山路里面有一种人，他叫做 trail man.
And you earn your trail name.
Trail name. Name.
Yeah, you'll buy a different name on the trail.
Oh, okay.
My trail name is Hoosier. Indiana Hoosiers.
Okay. 所以每一个常常走这个 trail 的人都到最后都会有一个外号，而且你要赢得这样的外号，所以我的外号就是牧师的外号，就是 Hoosier。
And you want a trail name.
而且你必须要去赢得这个。
One day I met a young college age guy on the trail.
所以有一天我在走山路的时候碰到一个这个大学毕业生。
And I said, "Hi, I'm Hoosier."
他说我就跟他讲自我介绍，我叫 Hoosier。
He said, "Hi, I'm." Adam.
他说我叫亚当。
And I said, no trail name yet?
我就说难道你没有别的这个走山路的别号吗？
He said, no.
没有。
And I said, do you know what Adam means?
我就问他说你知不知道你的原名这个 Adam?
He said, no.
什么意思？
I said, it means dirt. I said, your trail name is Dirt Man.
所以我就建议他一个名字叫做这个土人。
He liked it.
他很喜欢。
He left happy because now he has a trail name, Dirt Man.
所以他还蛮喜欢那个名字的。
We're all Dirt Man, Dirt Woman, right? Made of dust.
因为亚当就是神从泥土里面造出来的。
The Bible says, from dust you were made, and dust you will return someday.
圣经也说，我们是从泥土造的，我们也回到尘土，当我们的生命 走到终点的时候。
But God made us majestic.
但是神让我们尊贵。
Verse 5 says, You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings. You crowned him with glory and honor.
第五节说，你比他们，你比这些天上的受造物稍微小一点，但是神赐人尊荣，荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Verse 6, you crowned him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet.
你让他管理你手所造的一切万物。
All the flocks and the herds.
所有的牛羊走兽。
All the beasts of the field.
田野的兽。
The birds of the air.
空中的鸟。
The fish of the sea,
海里的鱼,
and all that swim the paths of the seas.
所有在这个海里面行走的。
God put us in charge of earth.
神都让我们来管理这些东西。
And he told Adam and Eve to take care of the earth the way he would want them to.
神要亚当夏娃好好的照顾他所创造的这个。
But they rebelled against God.
但是亚当夏娃悖逆,
and were cast out of the garden.
所以他们就被赶出了伊甸园。
But God did make human beings in the image of God.
但神造人是照着他自己的形象造的。
Only human beings are in the image of God, not animals.
只有人是照着神的形象造的，其他是世界其他的万物都不是。
And we were put in charge of God's creation.
所以我们也被神派来管理他所造的这些。
Here in the United States, at least, there seems to be a tendency to lower human beings to just be an animal.
我自己感觉到好像在美国有一个倾向，就是人的地位似乎越来越低微，到一个像是其他的受造物的这个层次。
And to raise the worth of animals to sometimes even above human beings.
然后把这个被造的这些禽兽，他们的地位有时候还高于人。
Maybe you saw recently that a zoo, I think in California, a little boy fell in with a gorilla.
Cincinnati.
Was it Cincinnati? That's right, Cincinnati Zoo.
就前一阵子，几个月以前，在Cincinnati 这个动物园，有一个小孩掉到这个大猩猩的笼子里面去。
And they had to kill the gorilla.
所以动物园必须要射杀这只大猩猩，因为他抓着这个掉下去的小孩。
To save the boy's life.
为了要救这个小孩的生命。
It's very sad.
是一个很，当然是一个悲惨的故事，因为猩猩被射杀了。
But some people were extremely angry that the gorilla was killed.
但许多人非常的气愤，因为动物园决定要射杀这个猩猩。
One animal rights person said,The gorilla was an endangered species. There are plenty of little boys.
竟然还有人写下这样的字句存在网上说这个这猩猩是一个稀有的动物，但是像这个四五岁的小孩到处都有。
We laughed, but they were serious.
当我看到这个的时候，我真的是。
There's a wonderful state park in South Bend called Potato Creek State Park.
在 South Bend 南部，很多人知道有一个州立公园叫做 Potato State Park. Potato Creek State Park.
Potato Creek. I live right near it.
牧师的家就在那个旁边。
And I hike there maybe 3 times a week.
我差不多每个礼拜有。三次在这个公园里面走来。
And there are eagles down there now.
所以现在在那里有,
a protected species.
因为 bald eagle.
Bald eagle.
就是美国的国鸟, 这个, 白色头发的那种大的那个美国鹰在那里。
If you break an eagle egg, $250,000 fine and up to 2 years in prison.
所以你要是胆敢打破一个这种美国鹰的蛋的话, 这个罚款是25万,再加两年的, 有期徒刑。
Now, bald eagles are beautiful.
确实这个鸟是非常的, 漂亮, 珍贵。
And you should not break their eggs.
当然你不应该去扰乱他们的巢,
But, if you kill a human being in a womb, do you go to prison?
但是想想看, 今天有多少的小孩在还没生出来以前就被剁掉了?
Do you
有人因为这样子被坐牢吗?
Pay $250,000 in fine?
有人因为堕胎要去付25万的这个罚款吗?
No, you're taxed to pay for it.
相反的是你的税去帮助这些要堕胎的人。
David says, human beings are made in God's image. They're majestic, different from animals.
所以大卫在这边讲到人的尊贵是胜于世上的万物。
Recently, in Mexico, 16 human beings crashed in an air balloon and died.
最近在墨西哥有16个人因为坐这个热气球掉了下来，都死了。And
a couple weeks ago in South Bend, they had a dog show, and you may have heard in an air-conditioned unit, the air conditioning went out and 14 dogs died.
2个礼拜以前, 在 South Bend 有一个 dog show, 一个展示狗的这个 事件，但是因为冷气坏了，所以有十几条狗死在里面。And
that's sad. I like dogs.
当然这是 很不幸悲惨的事情。But
我很喜欢狗。On the news, this is how it was said.
但是 有记者这样子报道的。Air
balloon went down, 16 people dead.
说气球，这个热气球爆炸了，16个人掉下来死了。And
now we have a very sad story to tell.
然后我们现在有一个很悲惨的事情要报告。14
dogs suffocated in a van, and she started to cry.
这个报道的人就一边讲一边哭，说有14只狗。 被关在这个可能是笼子里面或什么窒息而死，因为没有冷气。16
humans, plenty of humans. 14 dogs. Something's wrong.
你看到这个记者报道的这个语调，你就看到他这个对他来讲这个。 优先顺序在哪里?
We don't know who we are as human beings.
我们不晓得我们自己的地位在哪里。
I heard once where a little boy, his mother just had another little baby boy.
有一次我听到一个小孩说他妈妈刚刚生了另外一个弟弟或妹妹。
And his brother looked at him and said to the mother, does he know who he is or does he just lay there and think he's nothing?
他这个哥哥就问妈妈说，这个弟弟到底知不知道他是谁，还是说他就是躺在那儿？
Do you know who you are, or do you just sit there and think you're nothing?
所以你们知道你们自己是谁，还是你们什么都不是？
You're a human being made in the image of God.
所以我们是神所造的。
A little lower than the heavenly beings.
我们的地位只比天使 稍微小一点。
And now in verse 9, a big question. Repeating verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, which means master, how majestic is your name in all the earth?
在第九节，诗人又放下这样一个问题，他说：“我们的主，你的名在全地何其美！”
Is he majestic in your life?
我们要问我们自己，我们所信的神在我们的生命里面是不是也是何其美？
I would invite you to go out and consider the heavens, his handiwork.
我要邀请大家去注意神所造的天地，你仔细去看看。
And then think about who you are as a human being.
然后想一想你是谁，作为一个人，你是谁。
And realize you have tremendous worth.
要看到你在神眼中的价值。
That God is mindful, thinks about you.
这个创造天地的神竟然是顾念你的，他在想着你。
And he loves you so much, he sent his son Jesus to die for your sins so that you can be in relationship with him.
他为了爱你的缘故，他差遣他的儿子降世为人，死在十字架上。
When I came in, I checked to see if a song was in your hymnal, and it's not.
当我进来到这个教堂的时候，我看了你们所唱的这个两个诗歌本，我要找一首诗。
The song is called He's Everything to Me.
这条歌，诗歌名字叫做他是我所有的一切。
And Jerry and I are going to quote it. Not sing it.
因为诗歌本上面都没有这首诗，所以我们只好念给大家听。
In the stars, his handiwork I see.
他说，我在天上的星星里面看到他所做的工。
On the wind, he speaks with majesty.
当风吹来的时候，我可以感受到他所说的这种尊贵荣耀。
And though he rules over land and sea,
虽然他掌管着这个大地跟海洋，
What is that to me?
那跟我有什么关系？
I will celebrate nativity.
我会 来庆祝每年的耶稣诞生，
For it has a place in history.
因为这是在历史上一个重大的事件。
Sure, he came to set his people free.
因为耶稣是被差到这个世界上来拯救，来让他的百姓脱离罪的捆绑。
But what is that to me?
但那跟我有什么关系？
Till by faith, I met him face to face.
一直等到有一天，我透过我的信心跟耶稣见面了，面对面。
And I felt the wonder of his grace.
我感受到他这种恩慈跟这个奇妙。
Then I knew that he was more than just a God who didn't care.
在那时我才领受到，原来他并不是一个不关心我们的神。
That lives way out there.
他不是一个远在天边跟我们毫无关系的神。
Now he walks beside me day by day.
相反的，这位耶稣是天天跟我 在一起生活，跟我在一起走同样的每一步的人。
Ever watching over me, lest I stray.
他一直在看着我，免得我走向迷途。
helping me to find that narrow way.
他来帮助我找到那条窄路。
He's everything to me.
所以他是我所有的一切。
Is he everything to you?
Say that again.
Is he everything to you?
所以耶稣对我们信徒来说，是不是你的一切？
Do you know God?
你认识神吗？
You can know God through his son, Jesus Christ.
你能够认识神，透过认识耶稣基督。他是神的儿子。
You ask him to forgive you for your sins. Come into your life.
你可以请求他原谅你的罪，他就可以进到你的心中。
He will send his Holy Spirit to live in you.
他会让这个圣灵进到你的心中，与你同在。
To guide you through life.
来指导你怎么样过你的生活。
And to one day take you to heaven with him forever.
到了那一天，他会带你，到天堂与他永远的同在。
Amen. Amen. Very good. We're going to conclude with a song.
现在我们要唱回应的诗歌。